A Hotel by the Sea. Episode 1. Early Days.
Thank you again, sir, and I hope you'll stay with us again the next time you're in Brighton.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Yes, madam. Can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Campbell, Mrs. Ruth Campbell. I have a reservation for two nights.
Right, Mrs. Campbell. Let me see. Ah, yes. You've asked for a quiet single room with direct internet access, yes?
That's right. Oh, and I'm hoping to meet some business associates in the hotel tomorrow afternoon. Do you have a conference room available?
I'll look into that right away, madam, but I shouldn't think that would be a problem.
Thanks very much.
I'll just get someone to take your bags to your room, madam.
Aldridge!
Yeah?
Bags to 308, please.
Right away.
It's room 308 on the third floor, madam. A nice, quiet room at the back of the hotel. There's your key card.
Thank you.
Could I just take your credit card number, please?
Yes. Here you are.
That's all fine.
Good. Thanks very much.
I hope you enjoy your stay, madam.
Thank you. Oh, and what time is breakfast served?
From 7:30 until 10:30 in the main restaurant on the first floor, madam.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, Naomi. Your shift starting soon.
Hi, Luke. Yeah, I've come in a bit early, actually. I've still got to try and learn all the menu items before service.
Don't worry. It's only your first week. You'll soon pick things up.
I hope so, Luke. But I have to tell you that I find Roberto really scary. I'm worried I'll get an order wrong and he'll start shouting at me.
Roberto? No, he's a softie. It's just his Italian nature.
No.
All chefs shout a lot. Don't worry. It doesn't mean...
Look, have you seen Jenny?
Yeah, Steve. I saw her go over to the restaurant about 5 minutes ago. Why?
Nothing. You'll find out soon enough.
Now, what was all that about?
Don't ask me. Who's Jenny?
Jennifer Wong. She's the front-of-house manager.
I thought Steve Skiberis was the manager.
No, Steve is the hotel manager, but Jenny is front of house. She looks after the reception area and training and stuff.
Oh.
I wonder what's up. Steve isn't usually so excitable.
He must have got some good news.
Yeah, looks like it. He may have won the lottery.
I don't know about that, but I think I'll go over to the restaurant and see what's happening just in case.
Okay, see you later. Good afternoon. Reception. Luke Williams speaking. Yes, we serve supper from 6 o'clock, madam.
Hiya, Luke. How's it going?
Oh, hello, Marina. Fine, thanks. How are things with you? How come you're away from the restaurant? Isn't managing the restaurant a full-time job these days?
Oh, everything's good, thanks. And the restaurant can survive for a few minutes without me, I hope. I have come to tell you that Steve has asked all of us to meet up in the restaurant at 5. Can you get someone to cover you for 10 minutes?
Sure, I guess so. But what's up? Has Steve got some special news for us?
Yes, in a way. But I can't tell you what at the moment.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. How come all the managers know what's going on and the rest of us don't?
Well, there's a good reason for that, Luke. You just be in the restaurant at 5 and all will be revealed, I promise you.
I'll be there. I don't want to miss out if there's any money going around.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just chatting with Naomi and wondering if maybe Steve had won the lottery.
He might have, I suppose. But that is not why we are meeting, I'm afraid.
Oh, by the way, how is Naomi getting on? She's really nice. I'd really like her.
Oh, she is doing pretty well, I think. She's such a friendly, helpful girl. And luckily, she isn't as clumsy as the last waitress we had. What was her name? Sarah?
Mm.
I think she only lasted 3 days, and in that time she broke just about everything she handled.
Well, Roberto can seem a bit intimidating when you first meet him, and it does tend to make people nervous, you know.
Yeah, but you know him. His bark is a lot worse than his bite, and he is the best chef we have ever had.
Mm.
Well, I had better get back and make sure he isn't intimidating Naomi. See you in a bit.
Cheers.
All I do here, yeah, but I don't know.
If I can have your attention, please. Thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. Now, you may be wondering why I've called everyone together. Well, I have got some really great news for us all. This morning, I received a very important phone call. And if all goes well, we could be hosting a rather important 3-day conference.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?